Welcome to Witness, a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Join us in person for worship each Sunday at 9:30 and 11 a.m. For more information about Covenant, including discipleship and mission opportunities, visit us at www.covenantpresjackson.org.
You shall not steal. In this command, God makes it known that you should not take something that does not belong to you. The Hebrew word for steal literally means to carry something away, to carry it away in a secretive manner, undercover. In other words, God does not want you to carry away by stealth something that belongs to someone else. Now, the meaning of the command is simple. It's common sense. What someone else has belongs to them. It's their property. Yes, stealing takes your neighbor's property. The Eighth Commandment assumes ownership. The Eighth Commandment assumes private property. Otherwise, a prohibition against stealing would make no sense. You can't steal unless you take something that belongs to someone else. And no one has anything unless it is given by God. So leave it be. Another way to put it is this: show love to your neighbor by respecting their property. And like all the other commandments, the Eighth Commandment is comprehensive. When this commandment prohibits stealing, stealing covers all types of theft. Whether it's burglary or robbery or larceny, hijacking, shoplifting, pickpocketing, embezzlement, extortion, or human trafficking. Now, all of these break the Eighth Commandment. All of these are manners of taking something that belongs to someone else. And none of these show love to neighbor. But there are other ways of stealing that may not seem so obvious. There are other ways of breaking the Eighth Commandment that are subtle, that we overlook or wink at or simply accept as part of life. Now, for example, you can steal from the government. You could steal by underpaying your taxes or making false claims for benefits like disability or Social Security. You can also break the Eighth Commandment at work. I mean, you steal from your employer when you don't put in a full day's work, when you spend all your time on Instagram or watching cat videos on YouTube. You're taking time from the work you have promised in return for your salary. There's also theft of intellectual property, music, movies, plagiarism when you're copying someone else's ideas out of books or papers. These are all forms of taking something from someone else without compensation, without proper credit. And all of them break the Eighth Commandment. And the list could go on and on. Well, the Heidelberg Catechism was written in the 16th century, and it was written to teach children the Christian faith. And it does so, as catechisms do, in a question and answer format. Well, concerning the Eighth Commandment, question 110 in the catechism asks this: what does God forbid in the Eighth Commandment? And here's the answer. God forbids not only those thefts and robberies which are punishable by the magistrate, but he comprehends under the name of theft all wicked tricks and devices whereby we design to appropriate to ourselves the goods which belong to our neighbor, whether it be by force or under the appearance of right, as by unjust weights, ells, measures, fraudulent merchandise, false coins, usury, or by any other way forbidden by God, as also all covetousness, all abuse, and waste of his gifts. Now, this is a comprehensive summary of what we've been discussing, stealing in the scriptures. It includes any kind of stealing that is punishable by law, but it also includes anything where we wrongly try to get goods or resources from our neighbors, including wicked tricks and devices. Now, a couple of commentaries on the Ten Commandments mentioned a 1936 cover of the Saturday Evening Post. Now, it's a painting, and this painting is set in a butcher shop. A woman and a butcher are smiling broadly at one another across the counter, and a scale is in between them with some meat on it. Now, if you look close, the butcher is stealthily pushing his thumb down on the scale. And the woman has her finger under the scale pushing up. Wicked tricks and devices, which would also include false measures and false advertising and overhyped marketing and failure to disclose and being purposely misleading for gain. It breaks the eighth commandment. And stealing, breaking the eighth commandment, is not only a sin against our neighbor, a sin against the person whom you took something, it's also a sin against God. It's a sin against the Father. How so? Well, the obvious answer is that it goes against his command. Therefore, every sin is against God. But there's something more. Stealing, taking something unjustly, denies God's providence. It denies that God has provided or will provide what you need. It denies that the Father will provide your daily bread. So in other words, when you steal, you are denying that your Heavenly Father will take care of you. You are rejecting the truth that your Heavenly Father will take care of you. In our New Testament reading from Matthew 6, Jesus teaches us to trust in God's providence. He teaches us to trust in our Father's loving care. Now listen again to part of our reading from Matthew chapter 6. Listen to the words of Jesus. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your Heavenly Father knows you need them all. And Jesus says, your Father knows. Your Heavenly Father knows what you need, and he will provide. Trust in his providence. Trust in his care. Now, this also means that some of the things we think we need may not actually be needs. A lot of times, what we think we need are actually luxuries. Now, you might think you need the latest iPhone. You might think you need a Tesla Model S, or you might think you need, and you fill in the blank, but it's probably a want. It's probably a desire. Not a true need. Breaking the eighth commandment, stealing, is a sin against God in that it rejects his providence, denies his providence. It's also a sin against God in that it attacks his providence. When you steal, you are taking something that God has provided for someone else. When you break the eighth commandment, you rob what the Father, out of his loving care, has gifted your neighbor. You rob what the Father has given to take care of someone else, and so it's an attack on his providence. Now, the reverse is also true. Whenever you are faithful to the eighth commandment, whenever you live the eighth commandment out of love, you're trusting God's providence. You have faith that he will provide your daily bread. You have faith that your Father will take care of you. And what the Father has provided you, what the Father has given you, you must use for His glory. Use in a way that's pleasing to Him, in a way that honors Him. And what I mean is this, the eighth commandment is not simply about stealing. The eighth commandment is also about stewardship. And the scriptures present ownership as stewardship. In other words, the Bible teaches that ownership, owning something, having something, possessing something, is really stewardship. If God created all things and everything that we have comes from God, then it's not really ours. It's His. I don't really own it. God does, and He is allowing me to use it. That is a steward. A steward cares for something that belongs to someone else. A steward can't use that which is under his care however he wants, but how the owner wants, how the owner desires. Now, this is our situation. It's our state of being. Whatever we have is God's property. And whether that's our land or our home or our money or our bodies or our children or our gifts or our phones or our Teslas, they all belong to God. And He has given us the job of looking after it. He has given us the job of caring for it. And this is how it's been since the beginning. When God created all things, He created the garden, Eden. And then He created man. He created Adam. Adam did not own the garden. Adam did not own the land. He managed it for God. And Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 says this, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it." Adam's job was to work the garden. Adam's job was to keep the garden for God. Adam's job was to take care of what God had given him, entrusted to him. Adam was a steward. And like Adam, and ever since Adam, humans are stewards. You are a steward. And you're meant to be a good steward. So what does that mean? What does it mean to be a good steward? Well, first of all, it means that you're to take care of what you have. You are to take care of what God has given you. And what we have, however little or however great, is a gift from the Father. It's a gift to be received with gratitude, a gift to be received with joy. And don't take your Father's good gifts for granted. Now, part of taking care of what you have, part of taking care of what you've been given, is not squandering it. Don't waste it. Be wise about using what God has given you. So good stewardship also means working hard. Taking care of what the Father has given means working hard. God has given you a mind. God has given you hands and feet and gifts and time. Use them. Use them well. Use them out of love for the Father. Use them out of love for neighbor, which means good stewardship is giving. Giving so that other people have what they need. Good stewardship means you become an instrument of God's providence, an instrument that He used to care for others. Which means instead of having the attitude, hey, what's mine is mine, or I get mine and you get yours, it's have the attitude of what's mine is God's. So I'll share it. So God's people, followers of Jesus, are called to be generous. The eighth commandment calls you to live generously. A life of generosity. Now we don't work just for our own enjoyment. We don't work just for our own gain, but also to care for others, to bless others. Now, don't misunderstand me. This doesn't mean that we can't enjoy the fruit of our labors. We can. And we should. And give thanks to God for it. But we're also called to give to others, to provide for others, to be thinking of how we can bless others with joy. And this includes family, this includes the church, this includes those in need in our community, this includes those in need around the world. Now, Christians have typically used the tithe, or 10%, as a marker of giving, where you give 10% of what you make. It's a good standard to have. It's scriptural, and I encourage you to use it if you don't. But don't make the mistake that when you tithe, you are giving God what belongs to him. As if to God belongs just the 10%. All that you have belongs to him. 10% is a good marker, but it's only a marker. As stewards, we're to live generously, and generosity could mean more than 10%. It could mean you give more than 10%. Well, here's what happens when you live out the eighth commandment. Here's what happens when you live a generous life following Jesus. Here's what happens when you are a good steward. Money has no power over you. Possessions have no power over you. It means you're not living for money. You're not living for stuff. You're not trapped by it. You don't serve it. You are free. You're a free steward of the Heavenly Father seeking ways to provide for others. What a privilege. And it is completely countercultural to our society. Well, how do you break the eighth commandment? Well, of course, you break it when you steal. But you also break the eighth commandment when you're not a good steward. You break the eighth commandment when you deny God's providence in your life. You break the eighth commandment when you attack God's providence for others. And when you break the eighth commandment, you rob God. You steal from God. You rob him of the obedience he desires from you. You rob him of his glory in your life. You rob him of love. He has saved you in Jesus. He has given you forgiveness. He's given you life. His desire for you is to keep the eighth commandment. Anything less is sin. Anything less robs him. And so the truth is, we've all robbed him. We've all sinned against him. We've all broken the eighth commandment. We're all thieves. And that's why we need Jesus. Jesus, Son of God. Jesus, who died for us between two thieves. Jesus, who hung upon the cross between two thieves. Now, as Jesus hung upon the cross, an innocent man dying, one of the thieves mocked him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself." While the other thief rebuked the first thief, saying, "We are receiving the due rewards of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, and Jesus says to all thieves who turn to him, "Truly, I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise."
Thank you for tuning in to Witness, a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi.